Welcome to News Video Clip. For months, President Trump and the Republicans have been telling us how dangerous Iran is and how we must totally disarm Iran because they're going to do all these horrible things to us. Well, guess who contradicted them today? President Trump. He had a press conference at the G7 summit where he said Iran should have ballistic missiles.
So we'll be working on a parallel effort with the Gulf nations to address non-nuclear issues, such as the conventional ballistic missiles, which we'll be talking about, and support them. I mean, they have to have some because other people have some. They got to have some. Somebody said, you shouldn't give them one. But I have guys, I like some of these guys. But I don't think they're smart. Sir, you shouldn't let them have any missile. I said, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to let Saudi Arabia have missiles, but they can't have them? Yes, sir. Doesn't work that way, you know?
So there you have Trump contradicting himself after months. And I love how Marco Rubio is just standing there stone-faced. He knows how humiliating this all is. Now, I'm sure there's some MAGA people watching this podcast going, fake news, fake news. Trump never said that. Actually, he did, and he said it again. After the G7 summit, he was out on the tarmac at the airport, and he said it again. Let's watch the video.
Countries have them. It's a little bit unfair for them not to have some. A ballistic missile is not the same thing as what we're talking about, when we talk nuclear. But if Saudi Arabia and Qatar, and they all have some, I would say, in relative proportion, I think it's okay. That's
so. Isn't it amazing how Trump has changed on Iran this week? He desperately wants this memorandum, which he calls a deal, to be signed on Friday. And that memorandum includes $300 billion for Iran. Wow, what a payday. All righty. You might remember last week we covered Trump's white trash UFC fight at the White House, which had UFC fighters spitting on themselves and making racist comments about Michelle Obama. So now Erica Kirk has come to their rescue. She went on Twitter today and said how that UFC white trash fight was actually culture. All right, here's Jennifer Welch at I've Had It. And she's got the video. Let's watch.
But Erica Kirk has entered the chat. Earlier this week, the grieving widow posted the following on Twitter with an image of the white trash lawn. She says, the left wants the White House to feel like an untouchable institution reserved for political elites. They hate seeing it used for events that remind Americans it belongs to them. Turning the White House into a place of celebration culture.
Oh, and culture. Let's laugh along here.
And public engagement, especially as 50th, strips away the myth that government is something distant and above the American people. No surprise the Democrats despise last night's UFC event, but what truly frustrates them is what it represents, a White House that feels like the people's house again. I just want to remind everybody, it was on pay-per-view. You had to pay to watch the fight. You had to have money to watch the racist, oiled up, lubricated men sliming all over each other while the pervy old weird president sat there with a shitty grin on his face. And then this sanctimonious Christian gets on Twitter and lectures everybody about accessibility and being down to earth. What's your take on these MAGA women?
Well, first of all, I am old enough to remember the Republicans losing their minds and saying that Michelle Obama was ruining the White House lawn because she was planting vegetables and telling people to be healthy.
That is absolutely right. The Republicans did lose their minds when Michelle Obama just planted a vegetable garden. Unbelievable. And Jennifer Welch is right. If you wanted to watch the white trash UFC fight, you had to pay $8 on Paramount Plus to watch it. So it was not open and free to all Americans, like Erica Kirk is trying to pretend. She's such a liar. She's so pathetic. she would just do herself a favor by just shutting the hell up. Alrighty, now we're going to go to a very sad story in Mississippi. A one-year-old black toddler was shot and killed by police who opened fire outside a Walmart during a shoplifting call. NBC has the video.
Bullet hole in the windshield. The aftermath of a deadly police shooting in Senatobia, Mississippi that resulted in the death of one-year-old Cohen Wiley. The shooting sparking outrage.
I'm more angry because the situation that took place really was unnecessary. What I'm hearing from what happened, it was unnecessary.
According to investigators, the shooting, which took place Sunday in this Walmart parking lot, occurred when officers responded to a shoplifting call involving two adults and a child. Authorities say the two adults, now identified by the family's lawyer as the boy's mother and her friend, tried to get away, driving toward and nearly hitting an officer. Another officer then firing at the car. In this video, officers can be seen running. One witness telling a local reporter of the two adults. One was carrying the child, the other a box of diapers.
Policeman shot. Open fire in a public setting. Over allegedly some Pampers.
Investigators say the trio ended up at a local hospital where the one-year-old was pronounced dead. One of the adults suffering critical injuries. No officers were injured. The family of Cohen Wiley now distraught and demanding answers.
I don't know anything right now. My grandson gone. I just want justice.
Tonight, the Mississippi Bureau of Investigation is now investigating the shooting. George Solis, NBC News.
Okay, so this is a very tragic story, and we don't know for sure whether or not the diapers were being shoplifted or not. But I'll tell you this. The police never should have opened fire in a parking lot over a bag of diapers. It ended up killing a little one-year-old boy. And we're lucky that the police didn't kill more people just firing away there in the parking lot outside Walmart. Unbelievable. So a lot of people are upset about this. But do you know who hasn't said one word? All those Christian pro-life advocates, Kristen Hawkins, Lila Grace Rose, Abby Johnson, Franklin Graham, Students for Life, Life News, none of them have said one word about the death of this one-year-old black boy because they don't actually care. All they want is forced birth. They don't care about real kids being killed over diapers. Unbelievable. Alrighty, that's all the stories we have for today. We have links to all of our stories right below the videos. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Riley Gaines, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore, we actually back up our claims. They don't back up anything. They're paid influencers. They're literally paid to lie. They have no credibility. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. If this is your first time and you like this video, please subscribe. If you hate this video, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. All right, we'll have more stories for you guys later. Thanks.